Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The Ohio High School Football Playoffs kicked off last Friday night, and what a night it was. All of the number one seeds moved on, but there were a total of 46 schools that pulled off the upset and went on the road to advance to this week's second round, the OHSAA Regional Quarterfinals. Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister, and thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene all across the great state of Ohio for this week's playoff games. As we discussed last week, 448 schools qualified for the playoffs once again this season, and now 224 have advanced to play another week in the 52nd annual OHSAA football playoffs. Big show coming up for you this week. We'll talk with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute and get his thoughts on the playoffs and more, and we'll get reports from around the state of Ohio to set the scene in your region. A reminder that all playoff games are on Friday nights, and all games kick at 7 o'clock unless otherwise noted. First, though, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we come back, we'll chat with Doug Ute. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the 2022 Football State Championship Games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA Football State Championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. We would like to thank all of our show sponsors, including the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton on November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd. Tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. We recently caught up with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute to talk about high school football in Ohio and other OHSAA-related topics. My conversation now with Doug Ute. Exciting time of the year, Doug. High school football playoffs are underway in the state. What is it like for you in your role as an administrator? You've been a coach, you've done so many different things to hit this time of the year in the schedule.
Oh, it's wonderful because all the work's been done previous to tournaments, and most of it has been. And so when you get to the playoffs, the tournaments, different things that we're doing, Marty, I actually said, I get paid for doing this. I got a lot of volleyball, some soccer, a lot of football. I've hit every state tournament since I've been here. In the previous 3 years, and we'll hit that again this fall at some point. And so just love to see that excitement that comes with the tournament time, the playoff time. And there's something about week 11 in football and week 12 in football that it's not just at the school, it's in the community. Mm-hmm. And it really, that school's the focal point of any good community. So it's a really exciting time.
With all the tournaments going on, and you mentioned the ones you've been to, there's something different about a football Friday night, though, in a tournament, isn't there? It's just special.
Absolutely. And
it's, I think maybe it's the year's history that come with a sport like football, but it's just a special night, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it is. It's just that community, you know, wrapping everything in the week. You see signs, you know, and windows downtown, you know, those kind of things. Almost like a homecoming week every week of the playoffs. That week, and as teams advance even further in, I think the community rallies behind. And then, you know, in some parts of the state, it's not just the community, it's the county kind of rallies around that team and pushes them. So it's great to see.
Absolutely. I had a chance a couple weeks back, Doug, to see you at a sportsmanship conversation that went on for the OHSAA in suburban Columbus. And it's an issue that I know is near and dear to your heart, to make certain that people understand it's just a game. With that in mind, I know the OHSA, I know you're very big behind this, but you're rolling out a new look at the Respect the Game initiative that you've had a few years back. It's very important to you. Maybe take us through the steps of that and how excited you are for
that.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's a renewed focus on things. Instead of just hearing all the bad things, there are a lot of schools doing a lot of good things and a lot of great positive environments. And Marty, I'll even go back to my days as a school superintendent. I recognized wholeheartedly that life after 3 o'clock was so important to your students and student athletes in your school to be engaged in something after 3 o'clock. And you know, in some communities, you know, and any community can have this. Sometimes there's a lot of bad going on for that child at home and a lot of stress and those kind of things. So it's very important to keep them engaged after 3 o'clock. And so many studies have shown that students that are engaged in an activity, a sport, something after 3 o'clock, perform better in the classroom. And so the extension of that is the sports piece of this. And those positive environments are so important to these students, not just the athletes, but the students that we have. There are a lot of kids that enjoy athletic events that don't participate on the team for one reason or another, but still enjoy that atmosphere at a game. And I always believe this. There are more schools doing the right thing than schools having issues. And so our renewed focus is to share those things that you're doing to create those positive environments. And don't just hide them at your school, but let others see that may be having some trouble. And that goes with how we treat our officials, how our students act in the student sections, how our athletes act, how our parents and community acts, how our coaches act. And what can we do as a district to provide that positive experience, it's the game, it's for the students. And so what can we do to enhance that environment and make it a positive event for all of our students and even communities there? Because no one in a community likes that one loudmouth that's always yelling and hollering. They just don't want to get involved and say, hey, would you please be quiet? I'm trying to watch this game. And so that falls back on our administrators to make sure that. So it's just a renewed focus, but also a proactive approach into stop waiting till something happens. And we've already got a lot of things in from our member schools that we think are positive that are out there for others to see.
And I know you being the basketball administrator, too, one of your roles with the OHSAA, you've seen that type of atmosphere that you just talked about. So that's, I think, a great area for you to kind of really drive this home to people because you've seen it firsthand.
Yeah. You know, when you're inside, you know, you really notice it a lot more than you do outside, so to speak. And so, you know, again, there are just a lot of good schools schools out there that are being proactive, doing wonderful things, share those out. And help others who might be in a little bit more challenging situation on how I can handle, you know, those bad things that happen. Mm-hmm. And again, with the officials, especially with a shortage out there, you know, you want that official leaving, and I get those emails. I get emails from officials saying I never want to go back to that school. Mm-hmm. No one introduced themselves. Locker room was locked. I stood out with parents, you know, those type of things. Mm-hmm. But again, then I get some that say, hey, I want to go back there. There's somebody greeted me there. I felt safe to and from my car, felt safe in the locker room, to and from the field, the court, you know, those kind of things. And I'd love to go back there. Mm-hmm. And so trying to share what those schools are doing that are attracting those officials back.
With that in mind, is there an official shortage? How are you dealing with it? Is it a concern for you?
It's a deep concern, as you know, I think, depending on what you read, it's upper 50s. average age of an official. I think it's 57 if you look at all the sports nationally. And so, you know, a lot of the ones who are getting out, we got to make sure that we are bringing, you know, that amount in or more. And so, one of the things I think Bo and his staff have done a really good job of is work with Ref Reps, mm-hmm. A company that does that online training. And I always use this story. I ran into a young lady from an area of the state that said, hey, I'd like to be a volleyball official, but the only night that they teach that class is Tuesday night, and I have a child care issue on that night. My husband works, so I can't do it. And we need to remove those type of barriers. Because she'll probably be a really good official. And so, and our thing was, if you can take calculus online, then you should be able to do this. And I know there's some field work with mm-hmm. officials, and I've not ran into any official or any official association that won't go the extra mile to help those new ones get in and help train them and those things. So that combination, and we're now in over 60 schools in Ohio with Ref Reps. So you can get licensed in two areas in a semester. And we're the only state in the nation right now that working with Ref Reps, Bo and I worked with them to get the industry credential. So you get 4 workforce development credits by taking this class, which is awesome for our students.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we're hitting that age, but we're also looking at any age and trying to really focus on, there's a couple areas, say, you know, Marty, your kids are out of school and you used to make hot dogs and you used to sweep the court. You used to do everything as a parent at that school. And now you see them, their kids are gone and you're a lost puppy. Well, you want to get involved. And so I've seen a lot of those type of people that hop into officiating and they're in their 40s. Mm-hmm. And that's not too late. And the other area that I really like, I ran into a gentleman at state track meet who's 44 year basketball official in the Cleveland area that said, I can't run up and down the court anymore. So I'm going to do track. I still want to be around kids, still want to have an impact on what they're doing.
Great.
So I'm going to do track, and I'm looking at doing my volleyball license because you don't have to run. And so,
right. As we wrap up our conversation, last year of the 3-year deal with Canton, the OHSA state finals are in Canton right now. I know it's been a great relationship, and I'll speak from my standpoint and get your thoughts on this as we wrap up. I think it's a spectacular facility to hold the OHSA football playoffs. I know Stark County loves it. I know Northeast Ohio loves it. Where are you at as far as looking to the future with the football playoffs?
We love our relationship, not only with the Hall of Fame, but with the city of Canton and Stark County. We feel like our athletes, I always say this, we want our athletes at our state tournaments to get off the bus and say, wow. And I say in Canton, you don't get off the bus. You're on 77 and look over. Mm-hmm. Your bus is still moving and you go, wow. It's a great venue, and the folks at Canton really put on a good show for our student athletes and the communities, and so they know how to do that stuff there. And so we want to come back. The Hall of Fame wants us back, and so we're in discussion right now on how we make that happen.
Doug, it's always a pleasure spending time with you. It's the best time of the year, high school football playoffs. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate all you do.
Our thanks to Doug Ute for his time. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we return, we'll hear from broadcasters around the state of Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We welcome you back to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. This Friday night, Spectrum News 1 will televise three first-round games. In Northeast Ohio, it will be Cleveland-St. Ignatius at Canton-McKinley. In Central Ohio, it's an OCC get-together as Pickering and Central travels to Upper Arlington, while in Southwest Ohio, GCL rivals Archbishop Moeller and St. Xavier get together at St. X. Those are the featured games this week on Spectrum News 1. In addition, 15 games will be streamed live by Spectrum at OHSAA.tv. The NFHS Network will also stream more than 20 playoff games on Friday night. Search Ohio at nfhsnetwork.com for details. And now it's time to break down the regional quarterfinals across Ohio and get regional reports from broadcasters. First, let's head to the Toledo area. From Toledo's BCSN, here's Mark Coons.
Big story in the Toledo area heading into the district quarterfinals, the Perrysburg Yellow Jackets. Hello, I'm Mark Coons with BCSN. After losing to league rival Whitmer in Week 7, Jackets turned the tables on the Panthers, winning 20-14 with the defense hitting hard all game long to pull off the upset. They're back on the road this week, traveling to second-seeded Olentangy Berlin. Three teams share the NLL Buckeye crown, but only one is still playing. Anthony Wayne beat Start for the second time this year, Generals hosting Avon Lake. Southview, the Cardinal Division champs, won their first playoff game since the state title in 2008. Cougars back at home this week for Olmsted Falls. In Division 3, all eyes on Central Catholic. The Fighting Irish haven't lost since Week 1 of the 2022 season, a 26-game winning streak after beating BG 42-7 in the first round. Defiance will make the trip west to face the pole champions. And in Division 6, keep an eye on Ottawa Hills. Green Bears' only loss came against Whiteford, a perennial state power in Michigan. The sixth seed in Region 22, first-year head coach Brandon Carter takes his team to Colonel Crawford. I'm Mark Coots, BCSN, for the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Now let's head to the southwest part of the state. And from Cincinnati's WCPO Television, here's Mike Dyer.
Well, we're here at the Jerry Faust Athletic Complex behind Moeller High School's 23 Greater Cincinnati teams are still on the road to Canton this week in the regional quarterfinals. The big game, Moeller at St. Xavier in Division I regional quarterfinal, a rematch of the September 15th game that Moeller won 20-10. Also, some other great matchups in Region 4 this week. Mason plays at number one seed Milford. Remember, Milford number four in the AP poll, and the Eagles are 11-0 for the first time in their program history. Speaking of undefeated, 11-0 Princeton, going to host 8-3 Hamilton. The Big Blue won their first playoff game in program history last week, and also Lakota West plays host to Elder. The Firebirds have won 9 consecutive games. Division 2, Region 8, the big matchup, Winton Woods and Withrow. Withrow has tied a program record with 10 wins this season. Meanwhile, Winton Woods, their three losses are by a combined 15 points. Kings at number one seed Anderson. The Raptors are 10-1. This is a rematch of the 2022 regional final. Also, Division 3, Region 12, Baden is the number one seed for the third consecutive season. They play host to Bellbrook. Division 4, Region 16, Clinton Massey plays host to McNicholas. And then Wyoming and Taft is a rematch of the 2022 regional final. Reporting for the OHSA Radio Network, I'm WCPO 9 sports reporter Mike Dyer.
Let's swing over to the southeastern portion of the state from Marietta's WMOA. Here's Aaron Cassidy.
Thanks, Marty. There are 14 teams left in southeast Ohio as far as the second round of the playoffs go, and we'll start in Division 3, Region 11, Jackson. They take care of Marietta in round number one. They advance 49-14. Their second round opponent will be Bloom Carroll. In Division 4, Region 15, Gallia Academy, also the lone team left in that region. As far as southeast Ohio teams go, Gallia advances. Their second round opponent will be Sheridan. That game will be played at Sheridan High School on Friday night. Division 5, Region 19, three teams remain, including the Ironton Tigers, who win big 56-6 in round number one. Their second round opponent will be Heath. Then two Southeast Ohio teams square off in this region. It'll be Portsmouth, the number 15 seed. They will take on Wheelersburg at Wheelersburg High School on Friday night. Moving to Division 6, Region 23, three teams here. Number 12, the Tomcats from Trimble, they move on. They will take on Northmore. It'll be Nelsonville York, the number 7 seed, taking on West Jeff. And then the Fort Fry Cadets, the number 3 seed, they advance. And their opponent will be Newcomerstown, who was the number 11 seed, advancing to the second round. In Division 7, Region 27, many Southeast Ohio teams left here, but many of them play each other. Looking at the matchups in round number 2, it'll be Eastern Local taking on Monroe Central. It'll be Beaver Eastern High School as they take on Waterford. And then finally, Caldwell, the number 3 seed, they will take on Portsmouth Notre Dame. Reporting for the southeast part of the state and for the OHSA Radio Network from WMOA, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
As we move on now with our regional reports, let's go to Chris Solwecki from the OHSAA Radio Network.
Thanks very much, Marty. We begin in Division 7, Region 28, and Cedarville, the number 8 seed, who held serve at home on Friday night with a 42-28 victory over the number 9 seed, Sydney Layman Catholic. This week, they'll be on the road at number 1 seed and undefeated Maria Stein Marion Local, who won on Friday 63-0. Moving to Division 6, Region 23, it's a 9-versus-1 matchup on tap as number 9 Howard East Knox, who won last weekend 35-17 over Martins Ferry, will now turn their attention to the number 1 seed Sugar Creek Garraway. On the other side of the same region, number 2 West Jefferson will host number 7 Nelsonville York. West Jeff cruised to a 45-14 victory over Grove City Christian in round 1. The Rough Riders have had an explosive offense throughout the season, scoring over 40 points in 6 of their 11 games thus far in the 2023 campaign. Division 4, Region 16, provides one of the most remarkable upset winners from Week 1. Number 15 Urbana, who defeated number 2 Chillicothe Unioto handily, 56-21. They now travel to Springfield Shawnee, the number 7 seed, for a Week 2 matchup. Shawnee is riding a 7-game winning streak coming into this Week 2 battle. In Division 3, Region 11, number 2 London, who has enjoyed a perfect season thus far, will face number 7 Bellefontaine in a rematch of Week 6 confrontation in which London came out on top 36-6. Bellefontaine has had a fine season thus far as well, coming into the battle with a record of 9-2. And in Division 1, Region 2, numbers 1, 2, and 14 are all from the Olentangy schools, and they're all still alive in the playoffs. Olentangy Liberty is the number 14 seed, advancing after a thrilling 36-35 win over number 3 Findlay. They will travel to Dublin to take on the number 6 Kaufman Shamrocks. The number 2 seed is Olentangy Berlin, who blanked Marysville 20-0. They now turn their sights to number 10 Perrysburg. And on the other side of the same bracket, the one loss, number 1 seed Olentangy Braves will square off against the number 9 seed Miamisburg Vikings. Rounding out that bracket, number 4 Centerville will play host to upset-minded number 12 seed Springfield, who upset Huber Heights Wayne 38-14. For the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Let's move on now and hear from our friend David Wilson from the OHSAA Radio Network and Sandusky's BCSN.
Two teams from the Sandusky Bay Conference have high hopes for not only a deep playoff run, but for a possible appearance in the state finals in Canton. Let's take a look at Division 4 first. That's where we find the Perkins Pirates, the top seed in Division 4, Region 14. They are 10-0. They only played 9 regular season games and then won their playoff opener. They're coached by Jalen Santoro. Now, the Pirates sport one of the top quarterback-to-receiver combinations in the state. Senior quarterback Logan Lesh has thrown for over 2,300 yards and 29 touchdowns. His favorite target is junior receiver Braylon Collier, who has caught 53 passes and 14 touchdowns. Now, the Pirates are an offensive juggernaut. They average 51 points per game, but they have the defensive credentials as well, giving up on average only 12 points a game to their opponents. The Pirates will remain at home on Friday night. They will take on number 8 seed St. Mary's Memorial in a round 2 matchup. Now, in Division 5, it's the Edison Chargers. They are 10-1, the number 2 seed in Division 5, Region 18. The only Chargers loss on the season was to the Perkins Pirates. They're coached by the veteran Jim Hall in his 23rd year at Edison. They feature an old-school triple option offense, all based on running the ball and winning the time of possession battle. Cy Finnan, Bryson Whitmer, Luke Blatnick, all power runners with speed to burn, and they're balanced out by senior quarterback Marcus Medina, who is a dual threat guy. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards, passed for over 900, and by the way, Medina is also an all-state cornerback. So the Chargers will be a force to be reckoned with. They will remain at home as well, with a game on Friday night against Pimberville Eastwood. That's the story from the Sandusky Bay Conference. This is David Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
And to wrap things up by heading to the Central Ohio Report from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan, here's Ryan Baker.
29 teams from Central Ohio in 8 different regions survived week 1 of the postseason. 8 lower-seeded teams advanced, highlighted by 14th-seeded Olentangy Liberty's dramatic 36-35 win over Finley in Region 2. The Patriots, who made it to 3 straight state semifinals from 2016 to 2018, have won at least one playoff game in 8 of the last 10 seasons. They'll face Dublin-Kaufman in a rematch of a Week 6 game that Kaufman won 24-14. Other rematches from the regular season include the top seed in Region 1 as Gahanna faces 9th-seeded Grove City, who won their first playoff game since 2015 last week. Gahanna beat the Greyhounds 56-28 in Week 9. In Region 11, the 2-7 matchup is London versus Bell Fountain. Those two faced off in Week 6, with London winning 36-6. There are 4 games that are rematches from Week 12 last season. In Region 2, the number 2 seed Olentangy Berlin faces the 10 seed Perrysburg. Perrysburg knocked off Berlin 24-8 last year. In Region 15, 5th seeded Bishop Reedy faces number 13 Indian Valley. Valley won 34-10 in 2022. In Region 19, number 4 Harvest Prep hosts number 5 West Muskingum. Harvest Prep beat them 47-16 last season. And another 4-5 matchup in Region 27 has Fairfield Christian Academy facing River. River won that one 55-12 last year. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan, I'm Ryan Baker.
And we thank all of our reporters for checking in this week. That will do it for this week's look at first-round playoff reports from across Ohio. Let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we'll take another visit inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, and then we'll wrap up this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back, and now it's time to get back on the road to Canton as we visit with former Buckeye T.J. Downing inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Hey everyone, this is former Ohio State All-American T.J. Downing, and I'm checking in from the birthplace of football right here in Canton, Ohio, here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, giving you a message, a program that we're starting with our good friends at the Ohio High School Athletic Association called The Road to Canton, celebrating the high school playoffs that are getting ready to start this week. And that road to Canton that will culminate inside of Tom Benson Stadium here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Remember, when you come out on November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd, for those state championship games, Division I through Division VII, make sure to stop in, tour the museum, see all that it has to offer. And as we roll through these next couple of weeks of the playoffs, I will continue to bring you some updated messages from inside of the hall detailing what you can experience.
DJ, thank you very much. Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets, including a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. In our next playoff preview show, we will go inside the regional semifinal pairings and be out on location to see why all goes into hosting an OHSAA playoff game. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production facilities and assistance provided by Yamo Media and Adam Dell. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.